Then she could barely keep back the appalling giggle. On the shoulders of monkeys! At a thought from her, one wall screen and their mind's eye HUDs displayed the schematics of Bryn 2 for them all. She wanted to direct their attention and lead them along with her towards the proper appreciation of her, sorry, their, triumph. There, the needle of the central core, encircled by the ring of life and science, that was their torus-shaped world. At one end of the core was the unlovely bulge of the Sentry Pod, soon to be cast adrift to become the universe's loneliest and longest research post. The opposite end of the needle sported the barrel and the flask. Contents? Monkeys and the future, respectively. Particularly, I have to thank the engineering teams under Doctors Fallon and Meddy for their tireless work in reformatting, and she almost now said Kern's world without meaning to, our subject planet, to provide a safe and nurturing environment for our great project. Fallon and Meddy were well on their way back to Earth, of course, their 15-year work completed, their 30-year return journey begun. It was all stage setting, though, to make way for Kern and her dream. We are, I am, what all this work is for. A journey of 20 light years home. Whilst 30 years drag by on Earth, only 20 will pass for Fallon and Meddy in their cold coffins. For them, their voyage is nearly as fast as light. What wonders we can accomplish. From her viewpoint, engines to accelerate her to most of the speed of light were no more than pedestrian tools to move her about a universe that Earth's biosphere was about to inherit. Because humanity may be fragile in ways we cannot dream, so we cast our net wide and then wider. Human history was balanced on a knife edge. Millennia of ignorance, prejudice, superstition, and desperate striving had brought them at last to this, that humankind would beget new sentient life in its own image. Humanity would no longer be alone. Even in the unthinkably far future, when Earth itself had fallen in fire and dust, there would be a legacy spreading across the stars. An infinite and expanding variety of Earth-born life, diverse enough to survive any reversal of fortune until the death of the whole universe, and perhaps even beyond that. Even if we die, we will live on in our children. Let the NUNs preach their dismal all-eggs-in-one-basket creed of human purity and supremacy, she thought. We will out-evolve them. We will leave them behind. This will be the first of 1,000 worlds that we will give life to. For we are gods, and we are lonely, so we shall create. Back home, things were tough, or so the 20-year-old images indicated. Avrana had skimmed dispassionately over the riots, the furious debates, the demonstrations and violence, thinking only, how did we ever get so far with so many fools in the gene pool? The non-ultra natura lobby were only the most extreme of a whole coalition of human political factions, the conservative, the philosophical, even the die-hard religious, who looked at progress and said that enough was enough, who fought tooth and nail against further engineering of the human genome, against the removal of limits on AI, and against programmes like Avrana's own. And yet, they're losing. The terraforming would still be going on elsewhere. Kern's world was just one of many planets receiving the attentions of people like Fallon and Meddy, transformed from inhospitable chemical rocks, Earth-like only in approximate size and distance from the Sun, into balanced ecosystems that Kern could have walked on without a suit in only minor discomfort. After the monkeys had been delivered, and the sentry pod detached to monitor them, those other gems were where her attention would next be drawn. We will seed the universe with all the wonders of Earth. In her speech, which she was barely paying attention to, she meandered down a list of other names from here or at home. The person she